when the Lord Jesus gave us this table, he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." There are many ways that we could remember the Lord. There are many memorials or ways that we could think of him or remember him, but he gave us this and said, "Do this in remembrance of me." So we can understand that he has a message for us here, that we could perhaps have an understanding of the Lord Jesus' life, but he wants to draw something particular to our attention. When you think of me, when you remember me in this way. So he gave to his disciples, to those who would believe in him in all the years, in all the nations, in all the places, that those who believed in him would be gathered. He gave them the bread and the cup. And when he gave them the bread, he said, "Take and eat." Now we would say, well, when he gave this to the disciples, when was it for? And I suppose we could answer that question by saying, well, this was for the time that the Lord Jesus would no longer be present with them. He did walk the earth, and you remember the sorrow of the disciples when he said that he was going to leave them. They felt like children being abandoned on the street by their parents. You know, they felt empty and desolate and lost. They felt like orphans. Well, he gave us this for that day, so we could think of it like that. But we should think in another way as well. He gave us this for that day in which he would be raised up, glorified at the Father's right hand. For that time when he would have, having been glorified, would have sent forth the Holy Spirit into the world. It is for that day that he gave us the bread and the wine. So we're just going to think for a few minutes about the bread. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you, which is given for you." And if that's all that he said, and we just simply looked upon the bread, then we would remember how he had come in the flesh, born of a woman, and how he had suffered and died so terribly. But he didn't simply do that, but he took the bread and said, took the food, this was their dinner, you know, this was their meal. He took the bread, which was as important to them as rice is to the Chinese, you know, or to the Indians. He took their food from the table and said, "This is my body, which is given for you." And then he said, "Eat this." There is a great blessing in this. The Lord Jesus didn't simply say, "Think about this," but he actually said, "Do it. Take it and eat it." It's not because by eating something happens physically, but it's because eating is a very real and personal thing. And as we take the bread and eat it, he is communicating to us very clearly, very personally, very strongly, that he died to be our life. You know, previously he'd said to the Jews, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." Well, the Jewish people said, we are alive. What's wrong with us? We're not dead bodies on the ground. We are alive. But you're saying you have no life in you. The life that he was speaking about was eternal life. And that life is in the Lord Jesus. When we break the bread, we break it into little pieces so we can share it. But for the Jewish people, the idea of breaking bread was simply sharing the meal. They didn't have loaves of bread where they sliced them. And they didn't have the sort of bread that you tear. They had the sort of bread that you break in order to share it. So if we were going to have a meal together, we would break bread. We would take a loaf of bread, break it, and give each one a piece. That's how we would share a meal together. When the Lord Jesus gave himself and said, and took bread and said, this is my body given for you, he's showing that in his death, he was dying to give us life. Through his death, we find life. He suffers, we live. By his stripes, we are healed. He died to be our life, to live in us. When we take this bread and eat this bread, know that the Lord Jesus has said, remember me in this way. Lord, where are you? Risen in glory, having all authority in heaven and on earth, a name above every name. The Spirit has come to join us to him so that we be partakers of his eternal, unchangeable, unconquerable, holy life. That is eternal life. That is salvation. And the bread which we take, we don't simply look at it, but we take it and we eat it. We are saying, Lord, be my life. You are risen. You suffered. You died, but you are risen in glory. Now, Lord, I want to live with you. I want to live by your life. He said, as I live by the Father, so he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall live because of me. You say, this is hard to understand. Well, it is. And the first people who heard him speak like that, they said, this is very hard to understand. But we are not called to have an understanding which is so profound. Understanding comes, but understanding begins with believing. If Jesus said it, why do you doubt him? He wants to be your life. When you take that bread, you're a believer in the Lord Jesus. You know your sins are forgiven. But now you have to live day by day. How are you going to live? How are you going to conquer the temptations? How are you going to put up with the hardships and the difficulties? How are you going to get through the sorrows and the disappointments? How are you going to be wiser than the evil one who wants to trap you? By living by his life. And when you take this bread, you say, Lord, I need your life. I want you to live in me. I want you to be my life. I want you to teach me how to live. I want you to live through me. Be my strength. Be my wisdom. Be my sanctification. Be my all. That's what the bread is about. So we can give thanks to the Lord for the bread and then we share it amongst us. If you'd like to pray, you may. If you'd like to call a song, you may. If you find some scripture which blesses you, read it, share it with us all. And in this fellowship, those of us who know his forgiveness can be encouraged by the gift that He's given us in the bread. Let's give thanks. Lord, we bless You. And thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. So perfect it is. So simple. So wonderful. Oh Lord, we thank You that You on that night took the bread off the table, that You broke it and You shared it with those gathered around You. And You said, "This is My body which is for You. Do this in remembrance of Me." Oh Lord, we remember You and know that You have overcome the world. And You are risen in glory. And we are joined to You by Your Spirit. And we partake with much thankfulness and much gratitude. And we bless Your wonderful name. Amen. In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me." And then Paul writes, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes." One reason that the Lord gave us this table was so that at regular times, we could test our life. You know, if you watch people laying bricks, they lay bricks and then every now and then they put the spirit level on it to make sure it's still straight. Or if a ship is sailing, they check every now and then that their heading is correct, that they are still headed in the direction that they want to go. So this table is for us a test of our life. It's a check. Where is your heart? What is your direction? What matters to you? What is important? Is your heart soft or is it hard? A soft heart is a heart that feels what it ought to feel. So from the scripture's point of view, a soft heart is a heart that knows, that feels the gravity of sin. A soft heart feels the preciousness of Christ and the greatness of His sacrifice. A hard heart thinks nothing of sin, thinks nothing of Christ, thinks nothing of His death. It's all one to them. It's nothing. So we have this opportunity to test our own hearts. Not to be condemned, but rather to bring us back, to set us on course again. For the Lord gave us this, for this time, when we're in the world, when there are many temptations, there are many distractions, there are many things to knock us off course. And He's bringing us back, and bringing us back, and bringing us back as a faithful shepherd would. So the Lord gave us this cup, and He said, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood." You can talk to anybody and ask them about the world, and they say, "Oh, the world is in a mess. You know, the world is so many things are terrible going on in the world." But then when you say, "Well, what can we do about this?" you'll get 1,000 answers. "Oh, we need to fix the economy. Oh, we need to change the government. We need to do this, do that," you know. So many different ideas about how we can fix things up. But the answer is, the true answer is, and the answer from the Word of God is, that the problem with the world is the heart of man. And the only answer to healing, to curing the heart of man is this cup. It is the only answer. Why? Because we know what is right and what is good, but we fail to do it. Can you find anybody on earth who doesn't say that kindness is better than cruelty? Is there anybody who doesn't want to be loved and respected? We know that this is right, but we don't do it. We can't do it. We fail to do it because of our sinful nature. It is our nature that is sinful, which out of which flows the sin that so corrupts humanity and the world we live in. So where is an answer? The answer is not telling us to be good, because we know we should already. But the answer lies in a new heart. The answer lies only with God and His work that He accomplished in the Lord Jesus. And that is summed up in these words, the new covenant in my blood. Because that covenant is God working. That covenant is God saying, I will put a new heart within you. I will wash away your sins. I will give you a soft heart. I will change you. Only God could have said that, and only God could do that. And when we drink this cup, we are saying, Lord Jesus, you shed your blood, you died, you suffered, in order that I might be forgiven and you might make with me this covenant. What comfort there is here. What encouragement. I am weak. I can fail. I can turn this way and that. God is not weak. God cannot fail. And He does not turn this way and that. He knows what He is going to accomplish. And He has made a covenant with me and with all His children, saying, I will be your shepherd. I will be your God. I will be a father to you. I will take responsibility for you. And I will bring you to my presence with joy and glory. He's saying, I will do it. And when we take this cup, we are saying, Amen. Lord, do it. I am yours. I am your child. I am your servant. You have redeemed me. You have redeemed a wretch. You have redeemed a sinner. You have redeemed a weak and broken vessel. But you have covenanted, promised to make me new. Do this work in me. Do this work in me. Isn't it amazing? You know, we read, we are proclaiming the Lord's death, not simply that Jesus died and was crucified, no, but that the Son of God died, that the Son of God was crucified and rose again in order to accomplish the eternal purpose of God in a people. That's the proclamation. His death means so much more than the death of any other person, because so much has been accomplished by His death. By one man's obedience unto death, many are made righteous. And it says, if we eat and drink unworthily, we shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Here is something. I was quoting from. Yes. What did I say? I'm sorry. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm going to learn this one day, to quote the verse. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I read verse 25 and 26. And verse 27. Whoever eats of this bread and drinks of this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. You know, we are either guilty of His body and blood or saved by His body and blood. And the difference is faith. The difference is not feeling. Some people say, I don't feel it. Who said anything about feeling? He calls us to believe Him. That's where everything begins. We have the opportunity now of sharing this cup with the same thanksgiving and the same joy, taking it to us, drinking of it, knowing that in this cup is a covenant, an unbreakable covenant that He has made to make us new. Let's give thanks. Lord, we bless You and we thank You for the cup that You have given us that we can share, unworthy though we be. But Lord, You are the one who has done this work, and we want to worship and bless You and praise You and thank You for it, that we can take it, and as we share in this cup, we say, Lord, fulfill all of Your heart's desire in me. Accomplish Your will in me. Have Your way in me. Make me new. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.